A rezoning for Sea to Sky Community Services, SSCS, controversial affordable housing project in Pemberton is headed for adoption after Village of Pemberton Council gave it third reading on October 4. Councillors voted unanimously for the zoning amendment to allow permanent housing on the land, located at Harrow Road and Highway 99, currently designated for commercial tourism. "It has been an incredibly rewarding process for us," said Jay Russell, executive director of SSCS, after the meeting. "We're so proud of the community, we're so grateful for the support of mayor and council, particularly at last week's meeting. We are just so excited to bring this incredible resource to the community that will have such a great impact in the short and long term." The vote came a week after a public hearing on the project, which garnered both support and concern from members of the public. Some points of contention: the height of the building, increased parking in the area, and aesthetics. The 63-unit, five-story building will feature a mix of one, two, and three-bedroom units, with 30% allocated for market rentals, 50% for rent geared to income, and 20% for low-income households. The 9,000-square-foot bottom floor will be used for SSCS new offices, in which they will run 28 of the 40 programs they offer throughout the Sea to Sky, with the rest of the space slated for commercial uses. "I'm glad we had the public hearing," said Councillor Ted Craddock. "I think it was important to listen to the community because, at the end of the day, they're the ones that direct council on what they would like to see. I think at the end of the day, I'm going to give it support. Some of the issues that are still out there are tough ones to get by, but I think supply and housing for 63-plus families, individuals, and people with disabilities trumps that card. I'm hoping we're in the ground next year and we'll see some housing for people who need it desperately in the next 2 or 3 years. While Count Amika Antonelli also supported the project, she said council should keep detractors' concerns in mind. "We should move forward with this rezoning with a 17-meter, rather than 19-meter, cap so that they can achieve their vision, use the winter to work through their development permit, and respect the concerns of the community," she said. Mayor Mike Richman said he's certain the search for an appropriate site was exhaustive. "I'm confident that through staff and council, we'll be able to work through some of the concerns that are still out there." Which brings us to the main part of the zoning here today, which is zoning for residential and size. "In terms of the residential zoning, I think it's a no-brainer. It's currently zoned for C2, so you could have a hotel, gas station, convenience store on that spot, so there will be a high level of activity on that corner one day impacting that neighborhood. It's two, or three stories at this point, but it will be a high level of activity and, to me, residential is better suited to neighbor that community. Really, it comes down to the size of the building." To that end, Richman said, "The size and scale need to ensure the project is affordable. Nobody is making a profit off this, they're just trying to break even and make it affordable," he added. "So I think we've heard from the proponents that this is what's required." But in weighing, gut-wrenching, conversations with people impacted by the building and Pemberton's dire housing needs, he said he supported the project. "It's a difficult one, but I believe this is for the greater good of the community and I will be supporting third reading on this," he said. The next steps for SSCS will be to complete the purchase of the land and secure development and building permits. The goal is to begin construction in summer 2023, with occupancy anticipated for 2025. "Above all, we're so committed to being a good neighbor and continuing to be of service to the community," Russell said. "In early 2023, we hope to be able to have an additional community information session where we can update the community on our timeline and find out how the community wants to stay connected to the project." For more information, or to register interest in an affordable housing unit, visit ssscs.ca/harrowroad.